Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Our topic of study today is, Do Not Worship the Host of Heaven. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness, but God be thanked, that ye were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Those words were penned by the Apostle Paul to the church at Rome in Romans chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Christians have a choice of whom they will serve, whether God or the things of this world, including the host of heaven. The host of heaven is a reference to stars or the worship of stars, planets, moons, and things. It is a form of idolatry and used extensively of the occult. Stephen preached in his sermon that God's people of old suffered by worshiping the host of heaven. And they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifice unto the idol and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Rephim, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Acts chapter 7, verses 41 through 43. Paul said to the Athenians in Acts 17, Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. The worship of the host of heaven or stars is another superstitious path to take in life. The Christians must worship according to truth and the right attitude, John 4, verse 24. Sadly, in all generations, there will be those people who forsake the Lord for the host of heaven. Notice God's comments about Israel. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And by the way, their worship of Baal included the host of heaven. And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination, enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, and to provoke him to anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight, and there was none left but the tribe of Judah only. The faithful in times past would tear down the altars made for the worship of the stars. Josiah was such a faithful king, and the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest and the priest of the second order and the keepers of the door to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal and for the grove and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places of the cities of Judah, and in the places around and about Jerusalem, them also that burn incense on the Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to the host of heaven. To worship the host of heaven is a transgression of the word of God. Thus, to do so would be sin. May we not sin and worship the Lord and Him alone.